Hi, this is Teresa Allen, and this is the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee. Is the 15th of April, 2024, and the time is approximately 8:35 Eastern Standard Time. So I am the convener, so we're going to start with a roll call. Irene Adams.
Present.
Thank you, Irene. Teresa Allen, I'm present. Jim Dingman.
Here.
Thank you, Jim Dingman. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Thank you very much, Jan. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Thank you, Darlene Pagano. Heather Gray. I'm not hearing Heather. Susan Young.
Here.
Thank you, Susan. Minerva Sanders.
Present.
Thank you, Minerva. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Thank you, Julie Hewitt. And Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Welcome. Thank you very much. Okay, so I've sent out the agenda. It is also listed on KPFTX. Although I'm not quite sure whether I added new business on KPFTX, as I just noticed it yesterday. So next item on the agenda is to approve the chair pro tem and secretary pro tem. I
nominate Teresa Allen to be the chair pro tem.
Okay. I will accept. Is there anyone else who would like to nominate someone for chair pro tem? Okay. Okay, so hearing no nominees, is there any objection to Teresa Allen serving as chair pro tem? Hearing none, I will make a notation, no objection. No other nomination. Okay, would anyone like to serve as secretary pro tem?
I'm willing to serve as secretary pro tem.
All right. Susan Young, first. Any other nominations? All right. Is there any objections to Susan serving as secretary pro tem? All right. No objections. So next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda.
The agenda that I printed out that I thought was the most recent one has assigned timekeeper.
Oh yes, you're right. Yes. Is there anyone who would like to serve as timekeeper? The agenda has a notation of what on the agenda should take what time. And I think, you know what? I think we're going to stay ahead of the time here. So anyone like to serve as timekeeper?
Julie, I'd be willing to do it.
Thank you very much.
If you tell me how much time, you know, there is for each thing.
Okay. So, agenda is 10 minutes.
Okay. 1, 9, 8, 4, 4, 5.
All right. Okay. Are there any changes or additions or changes to the agenda?
Point of order.
Yes.
Madam Chair, would it be helpful to read the agenda for purposes of the stream?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. All right. The agenda is number one, call meeting to order and do roll call. And actually call timekeeper. Item two was approved chair pro tem and secretary pro tem. Item three was approved agenda. Item four, set up election procedure, take nominations and determine who's going to be the tally people or whatever, and set the timeline. That's 10 minutes. Approve minutes is item number five, and that's for 5 minutes. Item number six is set our goals, or expanded purpose of this committee, and timelines, and that's 20 minutes. And that includes an item that was approved by the Pacifica National Board. It came from personnel from the January 16th meeting of this year. And that was the purposes of this committee, first one is conduct an annual performance evaluation of the ED and report back to the PMB with recommendations, full PMB with recommendations. B was conduct an ED search as needed. C was coordinate and support the LSBs in the annual performance reviews of their GMs and PDs. The fourth item was coordinate and support the management in the annual performance evaluation of their direct reports and staff. And item five was provide annual update to the PNB of changes to California labor and employment law. Item number, okay, then back to the Roman numeral seven, which is new business. And I put an item in new business, and that is notification of meetings to the ED. Since we didn't formally say that the ED was a member of this committee. So we'll discuss that later. Item number eight. Susan, was there anything else we wanted on new business?
Yes. The other thing on new business was to provide at future meetings an executive session as a regular part of the agenda for an update by the ED of any management challenges pertaining to personnel management.
Okay. Executive session as regular part of this meeting, something like that?
As a regular part of the agenda, yes.
All right. And then Roman numeral eight is set up the meeting in the future. That's 10 minutes. And item number nine was adjourn at time certain, 10 p.m. Eastern. Okay, is there any additions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none. Is there any objection to the approval?
No. Hold on. I have my hand up.
I'm sorry, Jim. Go ahead. Go, Jim.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, let me note that Heather Gray has joined.
All right. Heather Gray, can you say hello?
Hello, everyone.
Welcome, Heather.
Thank you.
So we're at agenda approval. Jim?
Yeah, I wanted to add to A. This is an issue that we debated last year, and that is, D, how do we deal with audience growth? Because here we're talking about performance of the ED and also down to the GM level and PD level at the stations. So audience growth. And programming, audience growth, and programming effectiveness. In other words, the interrelationship of the two. Because here we are actually talking about measurements to see how the stations are actually performing. And it's very difficult to quantify these issues. But, the question of audience growth and programming effectiveness are interrelated. And I think that those are issues we have to consider in terms of evaluation of GMs and PDs.
Okay, so I'm going to put that under new business. That's
I don't
okay.
think that should be under new business. You're asking for modification of the agenda. I'm saying that should be under the personnel committee. I'm not saying that you devote a lot of attention to it tonight, but I want to introduce those as issues that have to be discussed.
Okay, well, we will. Okay, these A, B, C, D, and E, which I previously referred to as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that was from the motion which was approved by the PNB. I can't hear you say audience growth.
Yeah, what's that? Audience growth.
Growth. I'm sorry. I just couldn't hear what that word is.
Audience growth. How's that? Better?
Audience growth. Growth.
And growth. Growth and programming effectiveness.
Okay. So you're saying you want those things added to the evaluation of the ED evaluation, right?
I should think it should be for the ED, the GMs, and the PDs.
Okay.
Those kind of criterion.
I would recommend that we add it to new business as C, saying that a discussion of how we add audience growth as an item in those evaluations, because that covers more than that covers the evaluation of the GMs and PDs, and it will cover the ED performance evaluation. We're going to have to discuss what our priorities are, what we're going to work on of these five items first.
Well, I only raised that because, as you recall, this kind of issue was something we would debate about here. And I think that it's time to introduce that, because how do we evaluate the actual success of policies implemented by, quote, professional staff, end quote? How do we do that? And that's an interesting problem. Is it just money? Is it audience growth? Is it programming effectiveness? These kind of things, more money, those kind of issues.
The way I see this happening is we could have a discussion on that topic, and then we can decide yay or nay, either now or later, that will be a component of those evaluations. But I'm not sure whether we want to have that specifically under A. Does anybody have any thoughts? Anybody else have any thoughts? I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah. First, I agree with Jim that these are critical factors, that they need to be a part of the evaluation processes, and that we need to figure out how to do that. But I agree with you, Teresa. It applies to all of them, and it was not one of the items that was identified in the PNB in the PNB instructions from last year to this year. I think it needs to be important, and I think it needs to be a part of all of them. So, Jim, I would ask that it be a priority under new business, the first thing maybe under new business, but that I commit to you that I support those factors being a priority consideration in all evaluation processes.
All right. Well, I don't want to, be tendentious. I just think that we have to include that and figure out some fair way to involve that, because we know that's a complicated set of factors to really try to figure out how to implement. Anyway, no big deal.
Okay. And Jim, state your motion one more time. You want to discuss audience growth.
Yeah, I want to discuss audience growth, the effectiveness of programming, and the amount of money being brought in each station area. And we don't have to do it tonight, of course, but I just think that these are issues that have to be talked about openly in terms of evaluation of professional staff.
Okay.
It gets to the heart of the problems we're having to deal with.
All right, good. Okay, so will be added to new business. All right, got it. Any objection? Okay. Now the minutes. I've sent them out. Is there any objections or additions to the minutes? Hearing no objections, approved at with no objections. Okay. All right. So we're going to talking about setting goals. Our goals of the committee. We have some additional ones in addition to item A and B. So, I guess the first question is, do we want to discuss the annual performance evaluation, specifically number one. Anybody feel that?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I would briefly like to bring up what I hope we maybe don't deal with in this meeting, but in the next one, which is what do we anticipate as the schedule for doing that? And what are the refinements we might want to make to the procedure that was developed last year so that we sort of have a calendar for what our activities are going to be this year? When was it? It was completed when? Last year? January? So would our goal be to complete the annual ED evaluation by December?
Darlene, when did we finish the evaluation last year?
We finished it early in December, but we didn't get a chance to present it to the PMB until January.
Okay. So we
can. May I suggest that the evaluation, we try to complete the evaluation, just rough outline, try to complete the evaluation by November, present to the PNB in December, and that in perhaps September, we take a look at last year's process and identify and figure out what changes might be made in it. Does that sound like something as a forward schedule?
Is that a motion?
Jan Goodman for the STAC.
Okay, but let Susan answer the question first. Is that a motion that this be the timeline for A?
Yes,
Before she makes a motion, could I be recognized, please?
Yeah, go ahead,
Irene
Jan.
Also has her hand up earlier than Jan.
Okay.
I hold off on the motion until people've spoken up, okay, Madam Chair?
Okay, well, I'm assuming they're going to be speaking to your motion. Go ahead. I'm going to have Jan first since she got my attention. Go ahead, Jan.
Irene can go first, and then I'm not.
All right, go ahead, Irene.
What is the period of performance that we evaluated?
I would imagine that since we presented the evaluation in January to our executive director, that we will be evaluating her work from the day that, or should it be from the date she signed the contract? Darlene, any thoughts?
I think it's the EOD.
I'm sorry.
I talk government terms. Go ahead, Darlene.
We completed that in November. And so even though it doesn't run with either the fiscal year or the calendar year, that's what I would say we should pick up again, where we finished the last one. Mm-hmm. So it would be within the first quarter of the fiscal year to start.
Okay.
Can I just make a point?
That Irene?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Most evaluations start at the beginning of a fiscal year to the following fiscal year. It runs among either the fiscal year or the date that a contract was signed or the date of hire from year to year.
Okay. So, Darlene, you're suggesting that the time evaluated be from November until...
No, we could overlap to get it onto a schedule that we hadn't thought about ahead of time. So we could start it on the fiscal year. And Stephanie gets 2 months of what we already know was great, was a great review as part of her next review. So I don't see any problem there. We can make it be... September 1st as the review period.
Okay. So Jim Dingman, I believe, is next, and then Julie. And yes. I'm assuming
Did Julie we get Jan? Did we get Jan?
I'm sorry. Jan, then Jim, then Julie. And Julie, I'm assuming that you're taking people's hands down because are you controlling this Zoom meeting?
Turns out I can. So I will do that. I'll start paying uber attention to putting hands down.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jan. Sorry.
This is a very small point. I would urge us to try to finish our report by October so that the PNB gets it in November and can approve it hopefully in November. And that way we don't run into the crush of the holidays and this and that and the other. I think it would just be a lot more organized than doing it, you know, later. And,
okay.
And get us on a schedule of having the review, you know, and the review could go through September, which I think is September the end of our fiscal year?
Yes.
October 1st is when it begins, right? The new one.
Right.
Okay.
So that would also put us in sync with the fiscal year.
Okay. So Jim Dingman is next. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, I agree with that. It should be, the whole process should be started sooner than later. And, I think that, we went through 2 years of trying to fine tune it. I'm pretty sure we're going to fine tune the next one. And I think by October 1st, I agree that that should be it should be tied into the fiscal year. I think that's just a wise idea.
Okay. Julie? Then
yeah,
Susan?
I was just going to add that, especially for the ED, I think it makes sense to do the review on a fiscal year basis, right? So it's October 1st through the next September 30th. And so we might want to do the GMs and PDs slightly off cycle from that, but maybe not. I mean, that's, you know, something that we could talk about, right? One thing I know is that when you do everybody's annual review at the same time, you know, it can be time consuming, but you know, that's just my two cents there. Thanks.
So, okay. So first Susan, then Jan.
Yeah. I would like to add that I think an advantage of, first of all, the ED is particularly important because it's the PNB that evaluates the ED, whereas the PNB does not evaluate the GMs and the PDs. And so it is not only important that it hit the fiscal year, but that it be during a year in which that sitting PNB can speak to the ED's performance. We have this thing where you can have a whole bunch of new people who might be making decisions about a performance that they really didn't know very much about. So I like this alignment with the fiscal year.
Okay, Minerva? Minerva,
yes.
You're up?
Yes, thank you. I just had to unmute myself. I was going to say, following up with what Julie was speaking about, for the GM and for the PD, I don't think those should be in line with the EDs because they're, as you said, it's a lot, it's really a lot of work to do any of them, and you would be able to focus better if they were at separate times. And I think, right now we're trying to put something together for, WPFW, and that was looking at our PD from July 1 through June 30. Mm-hmm. Which would still give enough time for, then the information to be gathered and submitted to where we have to send it. So we're waiting based on, you know, what the personnel committee is going to be able to tell us or the ED or our interim GM on how to do it. But I just don't think they should all be on the same train. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Minerva, why don't you start writing that motion up? Which we will cover in a minute.
I suggest, okay. Teresa, I beg your pardon.
He's talking about the timeline for GMs and PDs. Okay. Since she has it on her mind. Susan, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I apologize. I jumped the stack, but I think why don't we hold that conversation and drafting any motion until we get to that, to the PDGM discussion. At the moment, I, as secretary, would like to concentrate on what we're deciding about the time frame for the ED evaluation.
Right. Okay. So Jim. Okay. Thank you, Minerva. Jim Dingman, your hand is still up.
I want to comment about the GMs and PDs. So I definitely want to get into that discussion as soon as possible.
Okay. Darlene?
Before we charge in on everything, I want to bring us back to this committee is charged with running the evaluation of the executive director. We have made suggestions that we would be resources for the LSBs for their evaluations of GMs and PDs, and also for management positions that have to evaluate staff positions. We are not doing the evaluation of any other position than executive director. We are, what was passed by the PMB was our assistance and the fact that we might be able to come up with templates, timelines, checklists for other individuals or groups to use. But we are not doing those other evaluations.
Right.
So let's not charge in and, you know, scoop up every evaluation that happens in Pacifica as our own, and our own responsibility to actually do.
Have enough to do. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Yes.
Chair, may I state is what I think the motion has emerged about the timing of the ED evaluation?
Yes.
Okay. I move that the annual ED evaluation coincide with the fiscal year, the evaluation to take place in October with report to the PNB in November.
Jan Goodman to the stack.
Yeah, Jim to the stack after Jan.
Head Jan. I thought. Go ahead, Jan. Then Jim.
I would like to amend that to make the report in October and send it to the PNB for approval in November.
That's what I meant to say.
Oh, okay. I thought that you meant
the evaluation done in the evaluation done in October with the presentation to the PNB in November.
November, yes, and voting hopefully in November on it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Does that sound okay to everyone?
I got a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jim, did you say you were next?
Come on, let Irene go ahead.
Someone else put your hand up. Go ahead, Irene.
Okay, if we're still on the trajectory to meet two Thursdays of the month, one of those Thursdays might be Thanksgiving. So just raising that point.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Jan Goodman, is there a possibility we could meet not on a Thursday? I have a family engagements on Thursdays, which means that I would never get to be with my family on Thursday. Or is that cast in stone already?
The PNB meeting that we would need to
I know
take
that's
this
cast
to.
In stone. I know that's cast in stone, but if we could not have us meeting on Thursdays, it would.
Okay, well, that's item number 8 on the agenda.
Great.
Okay. All right. So is there any objection to the motion as presented by Susan Young?
Well, I wanted to make a comment.
Go ahead, Jim. I'm sorry.
First of all, if I recall, and Darlene can remind me and all of us who participated, but how long did it take for us to send out those evaluations and actually have them come back. Wasn't it about a month or two, if I recall? Mm-hmm. It was a long, someone can correct me. Darlene would have a better understanding about that than I would. How long did that take, Darlene?
Well, we kept extending the return date because a good number of people didn't participate. And it took me a long time to realize they were not going to participate. So we could have a much stricter cutoff point. And, you know, if we put it out at the beginning of October and it's got to be in, I don't know, by the meeting date before Halloween.
Well, that okay, that reminds me about how difficult it was, and it seems that you're, right, you know, you're not going to get it. It seems that you better start asking for it maybe in the middle of August. Give a lot of time for these people, because if I recall, you're right. We had a lot of people who just didn't respond at all, and you had to go chase them.
Well, but Jim, what I was saying is the people that I chased, yeah, who made themselves 100% available to speak with me or return my email, yeah, those people were refusing to respond. And that's, yeah, different than how long it took to get things back from people who were, yeah, who were just as a matter of course, yeah, doing what we asked them to do.
I might suggest that we start the process in September 1st, after Labor Day, given the experience we had to get these questionnaires and comments in, because I recall it was a lot of, you know, forget about it. I remember you, everybody moaning and groaning about it, not getting stuff on time. So.
Okay. So thank you, Jim. Susan, what did you say we were going to get done in October? Are we going to present it to the, no, what do we get done in October?
We are going to prepare the evaluation in October, mm-hmm, and present it to the PNB in November.
Okay. So I'm assuming that we will get all of that input in September.
Then so whoever, if I also said that it was consistent with the fiscal year. Okay. So basically her performance is being judged through September 30.
Okay.
But let me suggest, I think that people were not really ready to be cooperative last year. I think we can make this happen. And I think we just need to make it happen. So we have a survey instrument that's ready to go out basically October 1. Mm-hmm. And we ask for it back in 15 days. And the committee, you know, creates its evaluation. And there will be other matters in it, Jim. Like there can be the things like, what is the overall performance of the system? So audience, listenership, you know, all that sort of thing can be measures that the committee can be asking the ED for as things to evaluate her on. And it's the surveys to the PNB members and to her direct reports. Those things, the surveys go out on October 1 and they're due back on the 15th.
Susan, Teresa.
Yeah.
That sounds great. But again, you know, I've been on this committee now for 2 years, so I just think we need to be a little more realistic and give these folks a lot more time. I wish it could happen in 2 weeks, but I tend to be skeptical at this point in time. I think
let's see if we can get it done.
Well, I'd rather err on the side of caution, frankly.
Well, the work.
So that's not, those details can be worked out later. The fundamental that we do the evaluation, that the evaluation is, takes in a fiscal year, mm-hmm, that the evaluation will be performed in October and that the presentation and will be made to and the vote made by the PNB in November. Whatever preparatory stuff happens in advance can.
Okay. Did you want to say something, Darlene?
I was going to ask Julie. She put up a little statement on the screen about what we're doing right now is actually something that comes up later in the agenda. But we all just heard the words performance evaluation dates and we've all piled in. So is that true? Where is this actually put on the agenda?
Okay, so I'm sorry.
It's part of goal number one.
So
it's a question about what the timing of goal number one.
Is there any objection to the motion that was presented by Susan Young? All right. Okay. Anyone else?
I don't object. We just have to be flexible because I think I'm going to be proven right. I hope not, but I think so.
So are you objecting or are you abstaining?
No, I'm not objecting. I just think we have to be flexible if indeed and be able to adjust if indeed okay. We have to add more time. That's all. No big deal.
That's fine. We've learned by experience. We have to be flexible. So that passes without objection. Item number two was conduct an ED search as needed. Julie.
Yeah. So we ran out of we just spent our 20 minutes on the first item on that list. And so.
Okay. Does anyone want to move that we add 15 minutes?
No problem.
Okay. All right. I'm going to add 15 minutes. Start the clock. Nothing to add to number two, correct? No objection? Okay, we're going to item C, coordinate and support LSBs in the annual performance reviews of their GMs and PDs. And I'm assuming somebody said something earlier, I think it was Darlene, that we are supporting them. So we need to assemble the documents so we have maybe a consistent document. Something to that effect? Is that what we're talking about here?
Excuse me, since I wrote and presented the motion to the yes. PMB of the report from the Personnel Committee, we yes. are not doing mm-hmm. anyone else's evaluation but the ED. What we can do is systematize, support, give lots of checklists, calendars, all that sort of thing for other evaluations. But we are not taking them on. We're not taking them away.
Darlene, where did I say, who said in this that we were conducting those evaluations? I didn't hear anybody say it. So
you just said, so what do we do? What is the timeline? We're not setting their timeline.
All right. Could I speak to this?
Wait a minute. We have Minerva and Irene. They have their hands up, so we're going
to
go.
I actually asked to speak to this about 10 minutes ago. All right, go on.
Her hand is not up for some reason.
Well, I if you recall, I did ask. Okay, go on. No big deal.
Okay. I want to speak about that. So Minerva, Irene, and Tim. Go ahead, Minerva.
Okay, and Irene, you go ahead. Your hand was up first. I'll be nice. Okay.
Darlene, it's totally understood that you won't be conducting this, but the question is, are we templating the documents and the documentations for these things? We know what our charge is as an LSB. We just want some uniform guidance for this particular activity. That's it. That's my understanding. And that's it and that's all. And that's what I have to say.
Okay. Uniform guidance. All right. So next. I think next. Oh.
Okay. This is Minerva.
Uh-huh.
And what I was looking for, and I brought this up, is the actual timeline that would be used as we look at the GMs and the PDs. Do not want to have the personnel committee to do anything other than, I think it, and this is my thought, I feel like there should always be a set timeline. It's not each station trying to figure out what time frame they're going to evaluate the GM or the PD, but it's something that's standard and are either even suggesting standard timelines so that it's easier for us to know what we're doing, because there's no documentation anywhere that tells us how to move through this process. And I think there should be something that does that. It doesn't direct us to do it, but it does give us something to work from.
Thank you, Minerva. Jim, you're next.
Well, first of all, this is a good reason why there needs to be continuity on these committees, because I've been on this for 2 years now, as has some of the other people. First of all, we did indeed get a pretty good template from WPFW, actually, that had to do with the evaluation process for the GM. I don't know if we got a good PD one, but I recall having to synthesize all that stuff myself, as people will recall. Julie, I believe, got that for us to use. The question of actually doing it and supplying it to the LSBs was just simply, we were just coming up with some sort of form or whatnot that would, you know, perhaps be useful or not useful. It wasn't like we were going to, quote, impose something on them. And another question is, how many of the actual LSBs have done evaluations of GMs and PDs recently? I know in New York, we just voted to do it again with both the PD and the GM. I'm just curious how many stations have actually consistently implemented this measure consistently for the past 20 years. My impression is not many have done this. So, so again, we have templates already. I know that perhaps Darlene has them. Julie sent it to, I believe Vanessa supplied it, but we had templates that may or may not be useful for other people, but it was not to sort of come up. And actually people did talk about coming up with a generic kind of thing, but the evaluation process, of course, was left to the LSBs. That's for sure.
Okay. I'm going to just say one thing right here. Maybe we need right now to find two or three people who will get these templates together and contact the LSBs, see where they are. And that way, and instead of just discussing it here, put this in charge of a subcommittee that starts working on this. Not to do the evaluations, but to make sure that they have their job descriptions, try to help present some sort of template, come back to us and say, I guess work with the ED or work with us to come up with some sort of uniform documents. I believe I see Julie.
Susan, I was before Julie, I believe. And I also want to speak to this that you and Jim have brought up. Okay.
Good.
It would be useful for us to have in hand a little record. So I would ask that Stephanie provide to us the current state of whatever the GM and PD job descriptions are at each of the stations. If there are job descriptions in place or whatever, because I think that evaluations either by management or by the LSBs, which should run in parallel, need to relate to the job descriptions. That's number one. Number two, that perhaps people on this call can get to their individual LSBs and find out the history of when was a last GM review done, a last PD review. I know for KPFT, we did our GM review last year. We had trouble getting any models. The model that we did get was from KPFA. I asked others and got nowhere. And we have not had a PD in a long time. I don't know when we did a PD review, but it would be very useful if by the next meeting we had the job descriptions, the recent record of PD and GM evaluations done at each of the stations, and what the models were used for those evaluation procedures.
Okay. So, we're asking is there any objection to us asking the executive director to come up with the present job descriptions for the five general managers.
Point of information.
And PDs where they are.
I'm sorry?
And PDs where there are PDs.
Okay, go ahead, Darlene.
GMs and IGMs, what's the policy on that? Because IGMs are kind of in a different category.
All right, so I'm going to go to Julie next. Thank you. Good question, Darlene.
A point I wanted to make was, I think one of the things the personnel committee could do is suggest that the PNB set a schedule for the LSBs to do the reviews of GMs and PDs. That's not telling them how to do it. You know, it's like we can give them a template if they want to use our template. They don't have to, but, you know, I think the point is that if we want Pacifica, including all five of its stations, to succeed, this has to be something that we just do routinely, period, no ifs, ands, or buts. And that's the thing that we need to do. And Jim, your point about how long it took last year is well taken. I mean, it's true. But I think the idea is that if you just get serious about doing it, people like will get in line and do it, and they'll realize it's not that big of a deal. We know how to do this. We'll just do it. There'll be a track record to build on. And so that's the sense in which I think, you know, it's, I suspect when we do a search for information about, you know, how frequently have LSBs done these reviews over the last 5 or 10 years, we'll find that it's been the rare occasion when it's happened. And that's part of our problem, why we're floundering as a foundation. You know, if you don't review people, it's about giving people constructive criticism too, right? And so if you don't do that, guess what you're going to have? You're going to have what we have right now. And so, you know, but I remain optimistic that we can pull ourselves out of this. So anyway, that's my.
Just a minute, Jim. I think I want to get, so we take a vote on what we're going to do, because we can't do everything in this meeting. I think we're going to have to give assignments. And so unless you want to say, no, I don't want to do that, I'm asking at this point that we take little bite-sized pieces here. I hear three things. Number one, we want to know whether we have the job descriptions. Who can we ask to come, whether we have them? So the question
really, Teresa, that's what I wanted to say. Like, you know, when 2 years ago, I actually took the requirements for a GM that are in the application process, and that was the basis for a template, which we then revised and we threw out a year later. The same thing with the PD. Now, the other problem with the PD evaluation process is that gets down into more complicated questions, because we also have the problem of how are shows evaluated? How does that interrelate with the PD's performance? I mean, it's sort of an up and down the ladder kind of problem down to the producer level when you get to the PD process. And again, we've done this before. It's not like we're not reinventing the wheel. I mean, people have to be conscious of the fact that this is historically, we have these kind of things already as things to do. It's true, as what Julie says, it's rarely done. And that is one factor among many that explain the problems we're having to deal with today. But right. They do exist.
Okay. We're going to take it a bite-sized piece. Okay. Number one, we need job descriptions. Stephanie, can you come up with them?
Yes.
Five job descriptions?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
We have a generic job description for each general manager, for a general manager that works for Pacifica, and for program directors that work for Pacifica.
Okay, so Stephanie's going to come up with those job descriptions. And then next we need to know whether... Next we need to know, we need one person from each station to come up with the date of the last general manager and PD reviews and what was the model they used. Can someone, okay, Julie, can you do WPFW, or Minerva, would you like to do it, or who would like to do WPFW?
Okay, I can work with Julie. I know what we already have in hand, all but right, I will work with Julie to make sure it's the right document.
Okay. Minerva will W. Okay, WBAI, Jim, you want to get that information for us?
No problem.
Okay. Okay, KPFT?
I'll get it.
Okay, Susan? KPFK?
I guess I'm it, Jan.
Yes, thank you.
I'll do it.
And, who are we, KPFA?
Yeah, I'm with, like, Jan. I'm the one here, so I'll do it.
Thank you, Darlene. Okay, so, the third item, which we just talked, was a timeline. And does anyone want to come up with a kind of a proposal for a timeline that we could suggest to the LSBs?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay.
It should also be aligned to the fiscal year, frankly.
Well, I'm seeing some faces.
well, that's how it's done in New York. So, I mean, that's how we've been doing it in New York.
Okay. So, Julie, is that what you had in mind? You think that?
I actually, no, and I think, somebody else, maybe it was Irene, I don't remember, said that, you know, it would be good to have the GM and PD reviews happen slightly before the ED reviews, and it, two reasons. One is you can make sure that it's part of the, you know, the review of the ED that the ED has done reviews of the PDs and the GMs. And then the other thing is, you know, whether the LSBs get them done or not, you know, the point is, you know, you want to instill some discipline and so you want them to get theirs done at the same time, right? So, I mean, cause it helps the ED in conducting the performance reviews for the PDs and GMs to have input from the LSBs as well as input from, you know, station staff, you know, et cetera. So, and then looking at how the station's performing too. So, and then the other thing I have to report is that we're out of time on our 15 minute extension.
Okay.
Jan Goodman for the stack.
I'd extend for 10 minutes, please.
Okay. Jim Dingman asks to extend for 10 minutes for this item number 6, which are these 5 items. Any objections? Additional 10 minutes, fine. Jan Goodman, go ahead. Oh, wait a minute. Minerva? Minerva, you had to stand up. Minerva, are you still here? You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm fine. Yeah, let's go keep moving.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Jan.
Okay, I just wanted to point out that KPFK is in that category of having interim GMs and PDs to evaluate, and we spoke earlier today about how there are issues relating to that, and I just want to point that out. And we can talk about, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they ought to just be evaluated just like everybody else. But, you know, if they're going to be evaluated, then we can discuss that at a different meeting. But I just want to put that out on the table.
Thank you, Jan. Susan?
Madam Chair, yeah, I agree. It's been brought up by Darlene and now by Jan. We evaluated our GM as if he were, you know, he's an IGM currently. We now have 4 of the 5. Our IGMs.
Right.
So that is a systemic issue that we have, mm-hmm. that is apart from this, but coming up with a rational way to evaluate everybody, we have to do it, period. And we have to be able to evaluate the people who are in place.
All right. I'd like to throw something in here.
All right.
First of all, one of the reasons why people don't participate in these evaluations is for fear of retaliation. Because people, and we actually heard that with the ED evaluation, people were not willing to step forward because they feared they would jeopardize their positions. And that goes with the ED evaluation process and also the GM and PD process. Another problem in all this is that what's the basis of our being here? The basis of our being here is the shows that are on the air. Now, one of the things that I've seen, hold on a second. Look, let me finish my comment, please. Jim, no, please don't be out of order now. This is ridiculous.
Stop.
No, I'm not out of order.
Okay.
You're out of order.
Would you, right now. I think out of order. You're off topic.
No, I'm not off topic because Jim, you decide what is on topic or not. I'm talking about the basis of our ability to function as a broadcast institution. Where's the evaluation process of the shows themselves? Has totally broken down completely for the past 10 to 15 years. And that's
can we call for the question?
Yeah, Jim, right. the chair's calling you to order, please. Don't make me mute you.
Yeah, you have valid things, but you're off topic. We're not talking about.
I'm not off topic. You decide to find them as off topic. Okay. You decide to give off topic.
No. Jim, do we need to?
Programmer Teresa?
Jim, I am a programmer.
Yeah, I am too.
You keep talking about programming. The personnel committee cannot usurp the work that the programming committee needs to do.
Okay,
so, well, there's no programming committee right now.
Everybody's
so still, we can't take that over.
Well, hold on. We're not talking about taking it over. We're talking about
Julie. Point of order, Madam Chair. Would you please request that everybody respect the chair and not talk over each other?
Okay.
Well, please, the chair should not talk over the people trying to make points, please.
Jim?
No. If you're off topic,
you're defining it's off topic, and I disagree with you even calling it out like that.
Jim, you're not in charge.
Excuse me, point of order. The chair should call him out of order if the chair feels like, and then there should be a vote of the committee to decide.
Then don't say anything right now, because otherwise we're going to take a vote. The item we're discussing is coming up with a timeline for the LSVs to evaluate PDs and GMs, and Jim Dingman said he was going to come up with a timeline. We would like it by the next meeting. Is there any objection to that? Okay, good. The last item is provide an annual update to the PNB of changes to California labor law and employment law. Stephanie, do you want to designate somebody to do this, or do you do this on your own, or how can we help you? Is there any way we can help you with this?
No, I mean, I get notifications, you know, from just different websites or things that I'm assigned to. And then we get notifications also from anything that's related to healthcare. But, you know, if somebody's familiar with California labor law, that's great. But it's really just if something comes up, then we look at it. And again, I get emails from mailing lists. I mean, I don't know if there's anybody here who specializes in that, but,
all right. Well, if anyone, Darlene, unless you want to formalize this, I guess we as a committee could agree that if someone is something like this that's really relevant comes to our attention, that we should formally pass this on to our executive director. Unless you want to designate someone to check this, it sounds like she's already getting up-to-date information. Do we need to assist her with that? Because you were the one that helped write up this motion. Do we need to vote on anything specific? I'm not hearing you, Darlene. You're mute.
There is a service in which you can inquire your questions and get the answers. So what has changed in employment law in regards to personnel reviews is something that we could get from that. Because this isn't all California personnel labor law, employment law changes, because our committee is tasked with the issues, reviews, personnel reviews, evaluations. It was to keep a close eye on anything that makes changes there.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, it would be difficult for me in Texas to do that. Easy for you in California. Do you want us to assign you to do this, or do we want to assume that Stephanie gets that information?
Well, I'm sure Stephanie will be getting lots of information about labor and employment law. I'm willing to go to a group of specialists and ask what's changed about performance reviews and, for instance, confidentiality. So, yes, I could do that.
Okay, Janet.
Not all employment law changes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. Did you make a notation of that, Susan, what she just offered to do? Okay, Jan, did you want to say something? Okay, go ahead, Jan.
I said no, I didn't want to say anything.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Darlene.
Whatever I wanted to say, I said.
Thank you. Darlene, thank you for offering to do that. So I think we're ready to move on to new business. The issue was notifications of meetings to the executive director. Do we want the executive director here at all meetings unless we are specifically discussing her evaluation? I don't know whether this means it's tying up her time. Do we want to formally notify her of all meetings, and do we want her there? That is the item for discussion. Anybody, any thoughts?
Jan Goodman, yes.
Go ahead.
Jan Goodman, yes. I think that this is critical to have her involved in these discussions. So yes, I'd like to have her notified. Yes, I'd like to have her involved, except of course when we're evaluating her specifically.
Okay. So you'll receive the notifications, and if there is go ahead.
Do we have to vote on it, or is it maybe without objection yet?
We haven't gotten to the without objection yet.
Could we ask Stephanie while we're at it to see if there's a complication there?
Have any thoughts, Stephanie?
No complications. I'm happy to attend.
Okay. Thank you. You get a gold star. Jen, was there anything else, Jen?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, so if we need anything from her, hopefully you'll let me know, or let the chair of the PNB know, so we can get those things prior to meetings, as we just today said we wanted job descriptions, for example. Okay, executive session as a regular part of the agenda. Susan, did you want to state that case again, state that issue?
Yes, I think that a role that the personnel committee could play is to be sounding board for the executive director about challenges that she faces in managing people, in dealing with personnel. And that would give her the opportunity to bring forward some of the, you know, issues before they need to come up in executive session at the PNB. And she can sort of like test the waters. Here's the problem that we're having, and here's how I'm dealing with it. And, you know, I'd like your feedback, before something rises to the level of there needs to be a motion dealt with at the PNB.
Okay. So you just motivated it, but I would like to hear your motion.
Okay. I make a motion. I move that an executive session be a regular part of the agenda to permit a confidential briefing by the ED of personnel related matters, management matters.
I second.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Point of information.
Yes, go ahead, Darlene.
I know this is going to be, you know, like a super basic question. So we're saying we will have on every agenda that we may need to go to executive session. It's not saying every meeting has a time element of executive session.
Thank you for the clarification. And yes, that is a better statement, that we notice that there may be an executive session as a standard feature in the agenda, though we may not need it for a particular meeting. Is that an adequate clarification?
It is for me. I would ask people if.
So a standard saying we may go into executive session.
Right.
Okay. That there be a standard notice that we give notice as a standard feature that there may be an executive session as part of the agenda.
To discuss confidential personnel management issues.
Personnel.
Management
issues. Okay, I'm assuming you've got that, Susan. Okay, is there any objection to that? Hearing no objection. We're now at new business and the item that Jim Dingman wanted to discuss. The issue was, I think that Susan, you repeated it, something to the effect of.
Hold on a minute. Apologies, Jim.
Something about growth, audience growth.
Factors that need critical factors to take into account in the evaluation of the ED, GMs, and PDs is audience growth, effectiveness of programming, and the revenues brought in as a result.
Jim, do you have a problem with that revenues as a result? Is that how you want it worded?
Well, it's more, you know, the audience growth is essential because this gets back to what we were arguing about earlier. How do we evaluate the audience? We're a broadcasting institution. That has to be, we had this debate last year. It's a problem. How do we measure the effectiveness of what is going on in each station? Is it through Nielsen ratings? That's one route. We don't get Nielsen ratings. But we know, I have a pretty good idea about how much audience is listening each week to each station. So how do we evaluate the growth of that? Is it not something that's in our advantage to evaluate a manager or a PD based on how they're leading their station to have greater growth?
Jim, I think the feeling that we all agree with you. We just want
not
to.
Not really. I don't see that. I personally don't see that sometimes. And at the same time, the programming issue, which you and I were just yelling about earlier. Hold on, let me finish my comment. Programming effectiveness means how much per hour is a show getting and how that relates to the GM and PD's policies of doing that at each station, plus the revenue issue. The revenue issue is, of course, interrelated to all that. And I'm not saying it's easy to solve tonight. But how do we actually integrate that into the evaluation of the ED and the PD and the GMs at each station? That's an interesting problem and never has actually been done, except, of course, when a situation gets so bad that a person is fired. I've seen that happen several times in the past 30 years. But, you know, that's the kind of milieu of issues I'm raising as to how do we do that. And the interim issue is a very interesting problem. How do we evaluate an interim person with those kind of criterion going on?
Okay. So the motion is critical factors which will be considered in the evaluation of the ED, GM, and PDs include audience growth, effectiveness of programming, and revenues as a result. Is that correct, Susan?
Something like that. Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. All right. Is there any objection to this?
Madam Chair, may I note that the ED has her hand up. She may have a comment.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Stephanie. Sorry.
We can wait until after the vote, but one of the things that happens usually in companies with evaluations is once you finish that evaluation, then that evaluation is discussed with the employee and you work together to create timelines and milestones and objectives and what you want to accomplish in that upcoming year. I don't know or believe if that has been done in the world of Pacifica when people have been evaluated in the past. And one of the things that I have talked to the general managers about at our general managers meetings is that I want to add to the milestones and objectives and things that need to be accomplished each year is the financial goal that the station needs to raise with programming, underwriting, development, and assign those tasks as to who's responsible for that. So the general manager is ultimately responsible for the program director. The program director manages the programmers. And rather than just constantly putting the emphasis on the programmers that they have to raise this amount of money every hour, every hour, every hour, I feel that the program, not in all cases, but many program directors and our general managers have often said, well, the programmers aren't raising it. It's not my responsibility, when it really needs to be a matter of helping the managers manage the programmers on how to raise funds. So I do want to add that into their measurable outcomes and objectives for the year, that they do have a certain number of listeners that need to be increased, a percentage, and also a certain amount of dollars that need to be raised. And it is their responsibility to make sure that money is raised. So that's not only part of the evaluation process, but it needs to be part of the job, not so much description, because the job description is that you need to raise money for your station. But with that job description, you have responsibilities that you need to do for the year. So that is definitely something that we have been discussing with the general managers for quite some time, to hold the general managers and the program directors accountable to a financial goal and an increase in listenership percentage.
Okay. Darlene, you were next.
Thanks. The problem, the worry that I have about trying to move forward on this as it is written is that there is a programming committee, and this is the work that they can take up, and Susan doesn't like that.
There is no programming committee, Darlene.
I'm sorry, a programming, what is it, working group with?
Stephanie has several working teams that are looking at specific issues, including the grid is one, program sharing is one, CPB is one, underwriting is one.
No, that's not what we're talking about right now. Right now we're talking about these three things being on maybe the self-evaluation and also the evaluation.
I'd like to go over the stack on this.
Go ahead, Jim.
All right. Well, as Susan knows, there's a disagreement about not having a programming committee at the national level, not having a strategic planning committee at the national level, and not having a tech task force. You're responding to me. You're not getting on stack.
You're out of order.
I didn't bring this up. Susan just brought this up.
Stop arguing with the chair.
Well, we didn't stop arguing. I'm disagreeing with you. You're arguing with me. Okay.
Sorry, we ran out of time, Chair.
I didn't bring up the programming count. Someone else brought up the programming committee. I didn't bring it up.
Stop.
Really, this is really, Teresa.
Susan's out of order. Darlene's out of order. You're out of order.
Well, no, you're deciding it's out of order because you have your own assumptions.
What's up to the PNB? And I'm not going to argue with about it, Jim.
No, but I didn't raise the programming committee. Your colleague did, okay?
Saying the words programming committee, Jim, is not
really. I mean, look.
Point of members out of order.
Point of order for pastime. Point of order.
Oh, this is... Look, I asked for a 5-minute extension. You're sitting here arguing me, Teresa.
So,
what?
I want to vote. I'm calling you out of order.
What do you mean vote? What do you mean vote? I didn't even explain what I wanted to say.
Stop. Well, listen to me, Jim.
No, you listen to me, Teresa. I didn't even finish what I was going to say. You didn't allow me to. You interrupted me.
Stop. I called Darlene out of order and she stopped arguing with me. Okay? If Susan were interrupting me now, I would call her out of order. You're the only one that is continuing it. So what I'm saying-
Because you didn't even let me finish my thought.
Because your thought was off topic.
What? It wasn't
also,
off topic.
Also, we're out of time, Jim.
It's off topic.
We're out of time, Jim.
Set the last five-
Now, wait a second. This is where we get into serious philosophical disagreements. Because I'm talking about how you evaluate a PD. How do you evaluate the shows?
Orders of the day. I'll move that we adjourn.
You're trying to suppress debate.
I'll move that we adjourn.
It's as simple as that.
Well, okay.
I'll move that we adjourn.
All right. To listeners, this is a suppression of debate. And you are not being responsible to the leadership of the
I make
the
a motion to adjourn.
By making these arguments. What?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Got a bunch of bullshit.
Well, can we vote on this motion that's on the floor? I would like to vote. Is there any objection to the motion which we just read? That those three items would be included in all evaluations of ED, GMs, and PDs. Any objection? No objection. That passes. Okay. Setting the next meeting. I'm going to propose this date, this Monday, as part of the month. Is this the third Monday or is this the second?
Third.
Okay, how about the third Monday of the month? Is there any objection to that? Okay, we're meeting on the third Monday of the month. Okay, now, Susan, did I hear you have a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
All right, it is 9:52 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for your patience. I guess I need to make a phone call and Jim and I will hash it out here. You've been very helpful. Okay.
Thank you for hashing it out, Teresa.
And your patience. Thank you, Teresa.
Good meeting. Sorry we didn't support you well enough. Good meeting.
Good meeting, Teresa.
Okay. Well, good luck, Susan. You're the one in charge of these minutes here.
Yeah.
I just lost time.
They will be what they be.
Okay. Oh my God. You know what we did? We did not discuss the procedure.
Don't worry about it. We'll be at next meeting.
Okay.
We got time. There's always another day.
You got a lot done.
Got it. Yes, you did. Thank you.
Okay. We'll put that back on the next agenda.
Okay. Bye, guys. Thank you so much.
Good night. All.
Good night. Julie,
I can't close this popsicle stand. You have to do it.
Oh, yeah, I have to do it. That's right. Okay. All right. Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.